This is Touchstone Radio, bringing you alternative views here in the Brazos Valley on KEOS 89.1 FM.
For Touchstone Radio, this is Katie Stewart, president of PFLAG Bryan College Station. Summer is here again, and with it in Bryan College Station, the Texas Avenue Road Work Project, kicking up dust and dirt, getting your vehicle covered in filth. Stay tuned to find out a way to not only get your car cleaned for free, but have a little fun in the water and support a great cause at the same time. In Washington, D.C. this summer, federal lawmakers have introduced two pieces of legislation that are important to a great number of folks here in the Brazos Valley: the Matthew Shepard Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act and the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. The Hate Crimes Act provides grants, funding, and support to state, local, and tribal authorities to investigate and prosecute hate crimes against individuals because of their gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability. It would effectively allow entities like the Bryan College Station Police Departments to seek funding and assistance in investigating the tragic hate crimes against individuals at Northgate. The Employment Non-Discrimination Act would provide prohibitions and effective remedies for discrimination against individuals because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. It would apply to all employers covered by the Civil Rights Act of 1964 of more than 15 employees. It does not pertain to 501c organizations or clubs. It does not strike down Don't Ask, Don't Tell among the armed forces or veterans, and it does not apply to religious organizations. Therefore, churches are not forced to hire gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender persons under this act. Both of these pieces of legislation affect large numbers of Brazos Valley residents in a positive way. So parents, families, and friends of lesbians and gays has spearheaded a fun way to educate the public on these issues and provide prompt response to lawmakers that these laws are the will of Brazos Valley residents. Here's how it works. On June 30th, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., drive your car to the parking lot of Friends Congregational Church, UCC, at 2200 Southwood Drive in College Station. While you wait as eager volunteers start to wash your car, speak with representatives about this legislation and fill out postcards that will be sent to lawmakers in Washington, D.C., asking them to vote for this legislation. Your payment for getting your car washed is this simple bit of lobbying that will take you about 5 to 10 minutes of time. If you feel moved to leave a donation while you're there, you're not going to hear an argument from PFLAG. We are glad to accept any funds. Alternatively, if you'd like to help out, our motto is, the more the merrier. PFLAG of Bryan College Station would like to thank the following organizations who have decided to co-sponsor this event with us. First of all, big thanks to Friends Congregational Church, UCC, for the use of their parking lot for this endeavor. Thanks also to the energy and contributions in terms of volunteerism, time, and car washing products to the Texas A&M GLBTA, the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Professional Network, and so many forward-thinking individuals who believe in this cause. So mark your calendars, because on June 30th, we want to see your dirty vehicle. For more information, visit pages.suddenlink.net/civilrights-carwash. We are also still in need of volunteers. If you would like to take part, please email kddstewart@hotmail.com or call 979-820-1048. Again, that's 979-820-1048. For Touchstone Radio, this has been Katie Stewart, President, PFLAG, Bryan College Station.
Touchstone Radio is a production of Touchstone Magazine. Neither KEOS nor the Touchstone necessarily endorses the opinions you have just heard. Pick up a copy of the Touchstone in the blue news boxes or visit our website, which contains this and other Touchstone Radio episodes in digital audio at www.rtis.com/touchstone.